Przetłumacz zdania. Możesz użyć dowolnej formy, skróconej, ale także pełnej. Ja tutaj użyję tej oficjalnej. Ja mam dom.
I have got a house.
Ona ma samochód.
She has got a car.
On ma basen.
He has got a swimming pool.
Oni mają książki.
They have got books.
Ja nie mam pieniędzy.
I don't have money.
Ona nie ma prezentów.
She does not have gifts.
Lub
she doesn't have gifts.
Lub
she hasn't got gifts.
Czy masz ołówek?
Do you have a pencil?
Lub
have you got a pencil?
Czy masz jutro test?
Do you have a test tomorrow?
Lub
have you got a test tomorrow?
Czy ona ma piękne oczy?
Does she have beautiful eyes?
Lub
has she got beautiful eyes?
Czy masz psa?
Do you have a dog?
Lub
have you got a dog?
Wstaw w brakujące luki have got, has got.
She has got beautiful eyes. We have got an old car. I have got a mobile phone. Do you have a mobile phone? Does she have a new TV? Do they have two dogs? You have got my phone number. Does she have a long tail? Does she have seven teeth? Do I have fish?
Poniższe zdania ze skrótami zamień na przeczenia. Użyję tutaj jednej formy, jeśli chcesz, możesz spróbować innej.
She's got a hamster. She doesn't have a hamster. He's got a butterfly. He doesn't have a butterfly. They've got a snake. They don't have a snake. I've got a dog. I don't have a dog. She's got a blog. She doesn't have a blog. We've got green eyes. We don't have green eyes. She's got red shoes. She doesn't have red shoes. My parents have two children. My parents don't have two children. My sister has got a new boyfriend. My sister doesn't have a new boyfriend. Her father has got a garage. Her father doesn't have a garage.